You keep saying you're afraid, but what are you afraid of? What are you afraid of me? Then what? I think I know. Don't make me sad. Because what if I'm wrong? I'm known to be wrong on some occasions. I think you're afraid of catching feelings. That's all I think it is. I think it's okay if this is just for fun, and this is just games. I think that doesn't scare you. I think you're afraid of actually letting someone in. No, like actually letting someone in. Letting them close. You built up these like perfect walls. This little fortress around your heart. If anyone gets a little too close, you just push them away. Well, that's what you're trying to do with me. Yes, you are. I'm not an idiot. Then don't talk to me like I want. I know you. I do. Whether you want to believe that or not. I get it. It's not wrong to be afraid. No. It's wrong to push me away, though. It is. You shouldn't push away people who just want to be close. Well, do you not trust me? It's okay to not know. I get it. You know, you have bad experiences. You have people who, I don't know, hurt your trust. Hurt your heart. Hurt parts of you you thought were... Yeah. I'm not gonna do that. I don't know how to believe you. This is gonna be different. Well, I'll be patient. I'm not looking to rush into anything with you. I mean that. Yeah, I'm okay with us taking our time. If that's what you need. Well, I want to do whatever it takes to make you feel safe. To make you know that you can trust me. So you know I'm not going to hurt you. I get that. It's hard. Yeah, because the past informs so much of our future. It builds like a blueprint, a template of how we're going to act moving forward. We allow things in our past to determine how we act in the future. And your past tells you not to trust me, not to let anyone close. That if you let anyone in, they're going to hurt you. But that's not true. Because everyone's different. Just because someone behaved that way doesn't mean I'm going to behave that way. You don't. That's the thing. That's why it's like a leap of faith. It's trust. It's a belief. It's a hope. Because I can say the same thing about you. How do I know? How do I know that if I let you in that you won't hurt me? I don't. I have no idea. You could. You could break my heart. You could destroy me. But I think it's worth the risk. I think you're worth the risk. I'd rather risk it all. I would. Just for the chance. Something more. Something beautiful. Something I haven't felt or experienced before. I don't know, something real? I think this is real. The way you talk to me, the way we talk to each other, the way we are. I haven't found that anywhere else in my life. With anybody. I don't know. know what you do, but you do something that just... No, it's more than that. It's... I want to bring down the walls. I want to show you all of me. I want to believe that this is safe. I can trust you. So badly. I imagine you in the same place. Let's stop hoping and let's just try. Because what's the worst that can happen? I said I meant that rhetorically. I know what the worst could be. But we shouldn't expect it. No. We should expect something better. Because if we expect the worst, that's what we're going to get. Yeah. Remember when you used to tell me about manifesting? You know, you hope for a thing and that thing comes true. Well, if you keep hoping for the worst, that's all you're going to get. You got to hope for something better. I'm tired of hoping for the worst. I'm going to hope for the best. Well, that's what you are. I think you're the best. I haven't met anyone better. I mean that. Whenever I get a message on my phone, a text, a call, I dread it. I am like, I feel sick. I don't want to look at it. I'm just like, ugh, it's only problems. But I don't feel that anymore. Because it could be problems, but there's a small chance, a sliver, that it might be you. And when I unlock my phone, I look at the screen, I see your name. So I don't dread when my phone rings anymore. I look forward to it. I hope to hear it vibrate. I hope that it's you. Constantly. I mean that. I do. I want to give this a try. I want to give this like a real, honest try. I don't want us to sabotage this. I don't want us to... Because I think it could be something special. I think we could be something special. But you gotta give us a chance. Oh, I'm ready to give you a chance. I want to give you everything. I want to give you the world. I'm there already. The only question is, are you? No. You don't have to... I'm not looking for an answer right now. I know. I know this is a lot. I know you have to think about it. I would want you to think about it. I don't want you just to make a snap decision just because I'm in front of you and we're talking and like you feel like you have to. You don't have to. You don't have to do anything. I just want to tell you everything. I want to put all the cards on the table. I don't want to hold anything back. Because I'm tired of doing that. I'm tired of playing it safe. So I'll give you everything. And then you let me know. Okay. Of course you can have a hug. Come here. I really, really, really like you. I know you do. That's why it's so hard. Can you just believe me when I tell you I'm not going to hurt you? I do know that. I know that. I'm going to do everything in my power not to hurt you, okay? Because your heart is really precious to me. I don't never, ever, ever, ever want to hurt it. No. We'll figure this out. Okay? Just don't go radio silent on me. Yeah, just talk to me, okay? I get it. It's my first instinct, too. When things get to be too much, you just want to run away. But instead of running away, I want you to run to me. Not away from me. I appreciate you're going to try. That's all I can ask for.